The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the award-winning MG4, the no-compromise electric hatchback with a 450-kilometre range. Recharge your soul.
Michael Moynihan with me, columnist with the Irish Examiner. Michael, should Cork have gondola lifts up Patrick's Hill?
Straight answer, Kieran, yes, obviously. This is the innovation that we're waiting for. This is the innovation we're waiting for on Leeside to distract us from our agony since last Sunday. No, it's something I wrote about yesterday in the paper. It's an innovation in Medellin, in Colombia, of all places, where it's been a huge success because I'm not familiar with the city. I believe it's very hilly. And Cork is, you know, kind of a city built on seven hills, much like ancient Rome. So I think that's an innovation whose time has come.
So the piece kind of more broadly that you were writing, it was interesting. It wasn't just about a kind of gondolas on the hill. It was about kind of reimagining the public space in our cities in more creative ways. Is that fair?
Yeah, in fairness, and I should give credit here to one Jenna Schnoor, who wrote a piece last year for the New York Times, in which she dealt with several different cities and what they were doing, different innovations they had introduced to try and, as you say, kind of reimagine and improve the public space. Like an obvious example, Paris is in everyone's mind at the moment, but an old train station, which was, I believe, was quite derelict, was repurposed as a kind of a community centre and education and an urban farm. So that's the kind of thing. I mean, we all know how much dereliction there is in all our cities here in Ireland, and I think that's the kind of interesting approach to repurpose places and to make them more welcoming to people. I think that's something that we should seriously look at.
I mean, you've got kind of low-hanging fruit as well. It struck me when I was reading the piece about the things we could do or should do in cities. You talked about kind of the preponderance of kind of concrete and asphalt, and we spoke on this show about depaving recently, which is where you've got big spaces of that kind of on the corners of junctions where a footpath suddenly is kind of 20 or 30 feet wide without any reason for it to be, that you just rip up that paving and you put in a few plants. Even something as small as that can transform the cityscape.
Absolutely. I mean, that, to be fair, I think that is being done or being attempted in a lot of places, Cork included. But I think the missing piece here is that, and this certainly happened in McCurtain Street in Cork, which was, you know, really well reimagined recently, but the maintenance has to be done. I think there's, you know, we all have a love of the big launch and the photo op and the big speeches, but unfortunately it's the kind of pick and shuffle work, literally, of maintaining those green spaces and nurturing them and keeping them going. Because what I see in Cork in a couple of places, like McCurtain Street, is that that work isn't being done. So you can say we've ticked the box here and we've reimagined this corner with, you know, kind of raised beds or whatever the urban equivalent is. But unless you maintain those, they just quickly become an outdoors toilet, for want of a better word. And that work needs to be done and has to be done.
Is that just a resource thing, or is it just something that, you know, culturally we haven't gotten used to, or some local authorities are worse at than others? Is there any kind of one explanation for it?
Well, look, you know as well as I do, the one thing when you bump into anyone who's been away in Spain, say, for a weekend, the first thing they'll say is, you know, I was up at 6 o'clock in the morning, they were out washing the streets and watering the plants and the city has a great attitude, etc. I mean, the obvious question is what you were doing up at 6 o'clock in the morning on your weekend break in Malaga or Seville.
They were still up at 6 o'clock in the morning, I think, exactly. is that what they failed to mention.
Yeah, it's a kind of a humble brag. They were able to last the course. But certainly that attitude of constant maintenance, of constant upkeep, I think without you know, blaming, you know, local authorities, which I know are strapped for resources, but that's an attitudinal thing to me. That's something that needs to be driven into all our local authorities, that work has to be done on an ongoing basis, as opposed to occasionally doing it and then tweeting it for claps on the back. I think it's an attitudinal thing more than resources.
Michael Moynihan is a columnist with the Irish Examiner. Michael, it's always good to chat to you, so thanks.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the award-winning MG4. The no-compromise electric hatchback with a 450-kilometre range. Recharge your soul.